Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Funerals begin today for the five victims of Saturday's State Fair tragedy. 51-year-old stagehand Nate Bird will be remembered at 1 p.m. at Calvary Tabernacle on Fletcher Avenue. All proceeds from tonight's Maroon 5 train concert, now to be held at Conseco Fieldhouse, will go to the Victims' Remembrance Fund. Governor Mitch Daniels says a very thorough investigation will be conducted and there should be no rush to judgment on blame. A former sheriff of Harrison County who faces felony charges of sexually harassing two female police dispatchers has reached a tentative plea agreement. Terms of the deal with Mike Dietrich have not been disclosed. The 66-year-old Dietrich was charged last year with criminal deviant conduct, sexual battery, obstruction of justice, and insurance fraud. The U.S. Department of Transportation has given Indiana almost $6.7 million for state road projects. This includes an I-70 rest stop expansion near Greenfield. And the Humane Society of Indianapolis is temporarily suspending its intake of medium and large dogs till the kennels can be painted. Indy Humane is looking for people to consider fostering a dog during the painting process. WFYI weather, partly sunny this afternoon, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 90. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth. Stay tuned for No Limits, where we're getting an update on the topic of our first show a year ago, jobs and the economy of Indiana. We'll take your calls at 1-866-476-3881. Or you can send an email to nolimits@wfyi.org.